Tuesday night here, High Top Television Hill on WBAL. I'm Brett Hollander. Lots to get into tonight. Ravens, Orioles, and of course the sports world still buzzing over what happened yesterday. And we're joined now by Baltimore Sun columnist and WBAL contributor and longtime baseball writer, Peter Schmuck, joins us now. How are you, Peter?
Good, Brett. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I do want to, of course, get into the Orioles as they start really a critical road trip. But first, you've been covering baseball a long time. How weird of a day was yesterday? How important was yesterday, if you could quantify it?
You know, it's funny. I got asked this earlier today if it was the weirdest day that I had experienced as a baseball writer, and I had to say no, because in my mind, the weirdest day I ever spent as a baseball writer was in the upper deck at Candlestick Park in 1989 for the big earthquake that delayed the World Series for, I think, 11 or 12 days. But it's a different kind of weird. And it's, a sad day for baseball and professional sports, but it's not the first one, of course, and it won't be the last one. That's the sad thing about this, is that I'll give Bud credit, all the credit in the world. Bud Selig has made it his crusade to eradicate performance-enhancing drugs from Major League Baseball. Admittedly, he and all of the rest of us were late to the party on this, as far as getting a handle on it earlier. I'll give him all the credit in the world for that, Brett, but the fact is he will not succeed, because there's always going to be someone out there, some guy in a laboratory rearranging the atoms on a molecule and finding something that can get past the testers, because the science will always be ahead of the testing regimens. And so that's the sad thing, is that we will repeat this. This will happen again someday, and it really makes you sit back and wonder, with all that's going on in professional sports right now. You have, and it's not just here, it's not just baseball. You have a match-fixing scandal that's ravaging European soccer. You have, the Tour de France and Lance Armstrong over the last few years. You have the Aaron Hernandez situation in New England. And you ask yourself, will the last role model to leave professional sports please turn out the lights? Because this is really, really a sad time, and this particularly this past decade, I can't remember anything as so sweeping, such an assault on our sensibilities as far as the ethics of sports.
I agree with everything you're saying. Specific though to PEDs, baseball seems to get the brunt of it, but people test positive in professional football all the time, and it's really a footnote at the end of a story more than anything else. And we know why that is. It's because of the history of the game, the numbers, and the importance of those numbers, and certainly the growth in the 90s and 2000s in home runs and offense. Right now, though, I believe in my heart, and I think there's a lot of data to back this up, Peter, that the game is, in fact, cleaner than it probably has been in 25 years. I believe it's cleaner now than ever, and it may not even be cleaner moving forward than it is right now at this very moment. Right now we're at 25-year lows for runs, ERA, home runs. All these are good signs moving forward. There seems to be the will of the people and the union. It's so funny to me, Peter, you've covered a lot of labor strife in Major League Baseball. Although the union kind of defended A-Rod a little bit yesterday, and they're going to have to play some sort of mediator here in the near future, in the end, it's almost as if Bud Selig, through the will of the people and the fans, rendered the union so powerful, almost impotent through this situation.
Well, to some extent, and that's, the example of that was Michael Weiner of the union saying that from henceforth, players who are caught abusing PEDs or test positive or found to be because of a preponderance of evidence should not expect the union to come riding to their rescue anymore. I thought that was a huge moment in baseball labor history, and frankly, we'll see how that plays out. You saw A-Rod over the last few days kind of, he's done a pretty good job of subtly throwing it out there that the union had better protect me, because the integrity of every long-term contract is at stake. And from a union and player perspective, he is right. That is true, and it should be at stake. Because we have reached a point now where you are correct. The testing is much more extensive and widespread. The number of positive tests has dropped. And so, yes, there are some positive things on the horizon, but the fact remains, the one thing that hasn't changed is that the carrot is still on the end of the stick, And all you have to do is look at the Ryan Braun situation and ask yourself, 10 years ago, if you're Ryan Braun, and we already, I think we found out a lot about his character over the last year or so, 10 years from now, if you're Ryan Braun, 10 years ago, if you're Ryan Braun, and you looked ahead and you said, if I take steroids right now and turn into an MVP caliber player, someday I may get disgraced. Someday I may get to have to spend 7 weeks without pay. But after that 7 weeks, I'll come back with 70, 80, 90 million dollars left on a guaranteed contract and keep on playing. Would you take that risk? Would you make that gamble? And the fact of the matter is, the answer is yes. If he knew everything that he knew then, now he'd still do it.
I think that tells
you something about the way we're going about this. There has to be a new system that says if you get caught using PEDs, you're going to have to give some of the money back, and you're going to have your contract terminated automatically, whether your team wants to terminate it or not. It should be terminated automatically, and you should no longer be allowed to sign a long-term contract in the future for the rest of your career. Those are the basic things that have to take that carrot off that stick. That's what we have to do. I said that in my column today in the Baltimore Sun. I believe it. Tremendously. The union would probably risk a strike to stop some of that, to retain the integrity of the long-term guaranteed contracts. But that's the only thing that's going to keep this from happening.
I agree. I think we're heading towards some sort of stricter penalties, maybe two strikes and you're out. I think that's where we're kind of going here, and I think it will get resolved fairly quickly this coming offseason. I feel like the will of the players, it is there pretty much. Much more on this when we come back here on Sportsline with Peter Schmuck.